Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 13. Things Mentally Strong Parents Do Not Do by Amy Morin applies the mental strength framework she developed in her earlier work to the daily realities of raising children. Rather than offering a rigid script or one-size-fits-all rules, the book focuses on the unhelpful patterns adults can fall into when they are stressed, fearful, or trying to be perfect. Morin argues that parenting is not only about managing children's behavior, but also about shaping how kids think, cope, and recover from setbacks. Across 13 habits to avoid, she connects everyday choices to long-term outcomes such as resilience, responsibility, and healthy self-esteem. The approach emphasizes emotional regulation, consistent boundaries, and teaching children to tolerate discomfort without being overwhelmed by it. Readers can expect practical guidance, examples of common family scenarios, and strategies that aim to build self-assured kids who can handle failure, navigate social pressure, and develop a sense of meaning and competence as they grow. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, avoiding overprotection and teaching kids to handle discomfort. A central theme is that mentally strong parents resist the urge to shield children from every disappointment, conflict, or uncomfortable emotion. Overprotection can communicate a subtle message that the world is dangerous and that the child is not capable, which may increase anxiety and reduce initiative. The book encourages parents to let kids experience manageable stressors such as losing a game, being told no, dealing with boredom, or navigating a minor disagreement with a friend. These moments become practice opportunities for emotional tolerance and problem-solving. Instead of rushing in to rescue, parents can coach children to identify feelings, name the problem, and test solutions. The goal is not harshness or neglect, but calibrated exposure that matches a child's age and temperament. Morin also links this to healthy risk-taking, allowing children to try challenging tasks, make small mistakes, and learn through natural consequences. Over time, kids build confidence from evidence, not reassurance. They learn that discomfort is temporary and informative, and that setbacks can be faced directly. This mindset supports independence and reduces reliance on constant external soothing. Secondly, setting boundaries without guilt or inconsistency. The book highlights how guilt-driven or inconsistent parenting can undermine both discipline and connection. When rules change based on a parent's mood, exhaustion, or fear of upsetting the child, kids may become anxious, demanding, or overly reliant on negotiation. Mentally strong parents aim for clear expectations, predictable consequences, and follow-through. Morin frames boundaries as a form of security, not punishment, because children feel safer when the adults are in charge in a calm and reliable way. The emphasis is on separating the child's emotions from the parent's decision-making. A child can be angry about a limit while the limit remains firm. The book also warns against over-explaining, bribing, or trying to be liked as a primary goal, since those habits can erode authority and make discipline feel personal. Instead, parents are encouraged to communicate rules in simple language, enforce them consistently, and repair after conflict by reconnecting. This creates a household culture where respect is mutual, and children learn self-control through structure. The long-term benefit is that kids internalize boundaries, making better choices even when adults are not present. Thirdly, building accountability and problem-solving. Instead of blame, Morin stresses that mentally strong parenting teaches responsibility by focusing on what a child can do next, rather than who is at fault. When children are rescued from consequences or when parents blame teachers, coaches, siblings, or other families for every problem, kids may develop helplessness or entitlement. The book advocates a shift toward accountability, acknowledging mistakes, making amends, and learning skills that reduce repeat issues. This includes teaching children to apologize effectively, to repair relationships, and to tolerate the discomfort of owning a poor decision. Parents can model accountability by admitting their own errors and showing how to fix them without shame. Problem solving is treated as a learnable process, involving defining the issue, brainstorming options, evaluating outcomes, and choosing a plan. The approach also discourages labeling children as bad, lazy, or dramatic, because labels can become identity. Instead, behavior is addressed as changeable, and effort is reinforced when it is strategic and sustained. Over time, children learn agency. They recognize that while they cannot control everything that happens, they can control their response. That lesson supports academic persistence, healthier friendships, and improved emotional resilience. Fourthly, managing emotions. While teaching emotional skills, another key topic is emotional regulation in both parent and child. The book argues that mentally strong parents do not let fear, anger, or anxiety run the household. When adults react impulsively, children learn either to escalate for attention or to suppress feelings to avoid conflict. Morin encourages parents to treat emotions as normal data, not emergencies, while also guiding children toward constructive expression. This involves validating a child's feeling without automatically agreeing with the behavior that follows. For example, a parent can acknowledge frustration while still expecting respectful speech. The book also highlights the importance of teaching coping tools such as deep breathing, taking a break, journaling, physical movement, or seeking help, rather than relying on screens, avoidance, or constant reassurance. Parents are encouraged to notice their own triggers and to practice calming strategies so they can respond rather than react. This modeling is crucial because children learn emotional habits by observation. Over time, kids can develop a broader emotional vocabulary, better impulse control, and a capacity to recover after conflict. That strengthens relationships at home and equips children to handle stress at school and in social situations without falling into extremes. Lastly, cultivating gratitude, values, and long-term resilience. Beyond day-to-day discipline, the book emphasizes raising children who can find meaning and maintain perspective. Mentally strong parents avoid indulgence that centers the child as the constant focus of family life, because that can weaken gratitude and empathy. Instead, Morin points toward practices that help children appreciate what they have, contribute to others, and connect effort to outcomes. This can include age-appropriate chores, opportunities to serve, and family routines that highlight gratitude and reflection. The book also encourages parents to help children define values such as kindness, honesty, perseverance, and responsibility, and to make choices aligned with those values even when it is inconvenient. Resilience is presented as more than grit. It includes flexible thinking, realistic optimism, and the ability to learn from failure. Parents can support this by praising progress and strategy, encouraging healthy social connections, and guiding children to set achievable goals. The long-term aim is a self-assured child who is not dependent on constant praise, does not crumble under criticism, and can build a life that includes both achievement and well-being. These skills can support happiness and success across changing circumstances. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for parents, grandparents, caregivers, and educators who want practical guidance rooted in mental health principles rather than trendy hacks. It can be especially helpful for adults who notice patterns like rescuing too quickly, negotiating every limit, or feeling responsible for keeping children happy at all times. Morin's focus on what not to do creates a clear mirror for self-assessment, making it easier to identify habits that quietly weaken confidence, resilience, and responsibility. The benefits extend beyond childhood because the skills emphasized, emotional regulation, accountability, gratitude, and problem-solving, are the foundations of adult well-being. Readers can apply the ideas immediately through calmer responses, firmer boundaries, and coaching language that builds competence. Compared with many parenting books that lean heavily on a single method, this one integrates mindset, discipline, and emotional skills in a balanced way. It also addresses the parent's role in managing their own emotions, which is often the missing piece in similar titles. The result is a framework that supports happier family dynamics now and helps children develop the mental strength needed for school, relationships, and future work life. It is worth buying for its clarity, practicality, and long-term perspective. If you would like to support Amy Morin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.